Well, they had to make their way past Republican protesters and through a security ring of steel. But people interested in joining the police still went along to a recruitment drive in Derry on Saturday. The event at St Columb's Park House on the Waterside was originally due to take place at the Waterford Hotel a fortnight ago, but it was cancelled after a bomb was left there. Well, our reporter Anna Quigley spoke to some people who attended the event at the weekend and to protesters outside. And her report begins with the independent councillor Gary Donnelly.
He's now having a recruitment day here today. It's basically a propaganda exercise, and this comes in the back of the last number of days where there's a number of homes in nationalist areas of the city which were ransacked, and there's been a dramatic increase in stop and search and harassment of Republicans, activists and their families.
Some people would say that you've signs here saying end sectarian policing, but if Catholics are prevented from getting to take part in this event today, nothing's going to change.
Well, to me, I personally, you know, if the PSNI was 100% Catholic, it wouldn't matter to me. It would still be a British police force, you know. The RIC was 83% Catholic, and they were still a British police force. So religion to me personally is irrelevant.
This warning is provided on this.
It's a quiet protest, and about 12 PSNI officers are lined directly in front.
It's an absolute disgrace that individuals have took it upon themselves to come and protest at an employment opportunity at a recruitment event for the PSNI, Gary Middleton, MLA for Foyle. These people here have done nothing but shout abuse at ourselves as elected representatives. We do not know what they're here for, but again, they're serving no purpose other than disrupting the community. There's families about here today who are absolutely terrified at the language being used here and the way that they're portraying themselves.
We're standing here at the minute. This looks to be a relatively quiet protest.
But again, nobody can get in or out. There are people who have came here to get in and cannot get into the event. And that ultimately is not good enough. And of course, we will be calling the PSNI to take action.
Anyone who is attending today's event are now being directed towards a different entrance.
Jason, 27.
Jason, you've come along to today's event. Can you tell me why?
Just interested in finding out a little bit more about the application process and, you know, what it takes to be involved with the police.
What is it about a career in the PSNI that appeals to you?
I think it's the idea of helping people and doing something worthwhile is the main thing, I think, to be honest.
What do you think of the protest outside?
The idea of walking past it is slightly intimidating, but I'm pleased that, you know, it's not putting people off, people that come along as well. I think in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't really matter what's happening in here. It matters more than what's happening out there and everything that they've got to say.
Thoughts of one man who did attend that event over the weekend, Anna Quigley, with that report. Well, the DUP MP Gregory Campbell was also there on Saturday, as was, as you've already heard there, the independent councillor Gary Donnelly. Councillor Donnelly, first of all, to you, what did this protest of yours achieve then?
Well, I think what the protest that I attended achieved is that it highlighted the nature of the PSNI in this city.
And what does that mean?
Well, I listened to the Middleton and our members of the DUP there. This was completely peaceful protest. It came on the back of a number of nighttime house raids in this city, a dramatic increase in stop and searches, and people are entitled to protest. It was absolutely, completely peaceful.
And were those attending the event intimidated?
Well, not to my knowledge, you know.
We heard from one young man who did feel intimidated by your presence outside.
Well, the purpose of the protest was not to intimidate, but the purpose of the house raids in this city over the last week were to intimidate Republican activists.
Well, the police would say, as you well know, that this is part of an ongoing operation to try and disrupt the activities of dissident Republican paramilitaries in the city. Gregory Campbell, from your point of view, how did you view things on Saturday?
Well, it was clearly an attempt to intimidate. Some of our councillors went along to monitor events to try and ensure that people who wanted to go into the event had a legitimate reason to go there and were allowed to go there. Even they were surrounded. And on a couple of occasions when I was notified and arrived at the event, when reporters tried to interview me, protesters surrounded us in a clear attempt to intimidate. But these losers just don't get it. They simply don't get it. You know, I was at events in hotels in this city 20 years ago when Sinn Féin protesters were doing similar, adopting similar tactics. It failed then, and it'll fail now. They, you know, they need to move on. They haven't moved on, but the rest of society have.
Councillor Donnelly?
Well, Gregory, what Gregory's saying is wrong. There was no intimidation of anybody there. The DUP councillors were not surrounded. You know, I don't know where the only people who blocked the entrance to the venue was the PSNI when they closed the gates and they put a line of PSNI officers across it. The protest was absolutely peaceful and dignified.
What about the point, though, that Gregory Campbell makes, that this was all a pointless exercise because you're fighting a battle you can't win? And on Friday you used the phrase that those joining the PSNI were both stupid and naive. A lot of people out there would take the view that what the dissidents are doing is both stupid and naive because they're not going to win this fight.
Well, you know, that's the nature. That's the nature of the society that we live in here. And you know, I didn't create it. This generation didn't create it. The reasons why we have this here is because of the interference in this country. We didn't choose it, but unfortunately we have to live with it.
Mm-hmm. And what are you offering people today? Because there are a lot of texts coming into the programme as to what is the alternative then? If not the PSNI, then what?
Well, you know, it's not for me to offer alternatives here. It's for the British government, who have created this problem in Ireland, to sort it out. I deal with issues within this community on a day and daily basis. Just last night, I had a phone call from a young girl, and she was looking for advice. And, you know, she asked me, what should she do? Should she phone the police? And my answer to her was, look, it's a matter for yourself. You know, so what people are attempting to do here is lay the blame for the ills in the society of a particular group. This was a protest. People are entitled to protest, and people like Gregory Campbell are scaremongering.
Is that fair comment? People are entitled to protest, Gregory Campbell. And some people, in fact, it has to be said on the text this morning, saying that your presence there at the weekend, you were essentially going to be offended.
Right, yeah. You know, this is typical Republican doublespeak, you know, that really they arrange a protest, and they are entitled to peacefully protest as long as they don't intimidate people. But they arrange a protest, and then if people find that protest is intimidating in nature, then the people who are intimidated are to blame. They're responsible. This is nonsense. This is total and utter nonsense. Thousands of people have applied already to join the police. So these losers will, you know, they will simply go on with what they're doing, but they won't stop it. But what
I am going to Gregory and his fellow,
if I could just
on the bridge,
I'll bring you back in again, Councillor Donnelly, in a second or two. Okay. Go ahead, finish your point, Gregory Campbell.
What I've said to the police as well, because the protesters made their way without any permission from the Parades Commission along the Peace Bridge and out to St. Colin's Park and illegally blocked the road and had to be informed by a police inspector that was the case, and they then moved to the side. Mm-hmm. She'd done that through a loudhailer because they were in breach of the law. Now, we must see the law upheld. And thankfully, when a range of political parties condemned the protesters for going on Saturday to try and disrupt the event, I was glad that there was one political party, my own, who were prepared to go.
And I know people out there will be making the point that we've had illegal marches in the past linked to loyal orders in Northern Ireland.
Yes, we have. And we've had reports to the prosecution service and people appearing in court. And we expect to see exactly the same here.
Councillor Donnelly, you wanted to come in.
Well, I think Gregory just proves the point there. He said that when the PSNI made an announcement, the protesters moved to the side of the road, you know, but it wasn't that long ago that Gregory and hundreds of other unionists or loyalists were on the Peace Bridge waving union flags, you know, so we can't have it both ways here.
Gregory Campbell, last word to you.
Of course, that's completely wrong. What happened when the flag protesters were there, the police prevented access across the Peace Bridge. They did not prevent access on Saturday. The dissident protesters were facilitated in a raid to St. Colin's Park to take part in a legal protest. But look, all of this is by the by. People in their thousands have applied to join the police. That will continue to happen. Society will move on. If others want to be left behind, that is entirely a matter for them.
Gentlemen,
entirely a matter for them.
We'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us on the programme. Independent Republican Councillor Gary Donnelly and the DUP MP Gregory Campbell.